To order at 6:08. This is the Board of Assessment Appeals meeting. I guess it's a special meeting. I don't know. First, it's a plain. It's a meeting of some sort. Let's all stand and say the pledge real quick. That does not mean you, Rosie.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Stands one nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And so for roll call, Jody Martino.
Here.
Walter Mayhew.
Yep.
And Judy Sefcik, I'm here. All right. So we definitely have a quorum. Is anyone from the public who wishes to speak? I don't think there's anyone from the public here. Anybody from the public that we can't see? No. So I'm going to close the public portion. All right. I believe we only have two to work on, Betsy.
We do, but you also have, I believe you already voted on 26 Marshall.
Yep.
She did come to you during one of your decision meetings. So I don't know if you officially had to just vote again. I noticed that as I went through all my notes, and I have all of your hearings by day and the decisions and the changes. If you would like, I can easily send those to you to incorporate into your final minutes that you'll file with Mark.
Sure.
And that will be basically, it will be everything that you've decided on.
Okay. And it's like, what, a Word document or something?
It's in Excel, but I can put it
in Excel. No, Excel's fine. Excel's fine.
Yeah. Okay. And it's basically just saying the old, the new, the change, the reason.
Okay.
If there was a change, the reason is next to it. If there was no change, it just says no change. And then it gives the amount and it gives the name of the appellant and the property and when they appeared. So it literally is your whole schedule in a nutshell, which would be a perfect final minutes that you could file in the town clerks and be done.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
If Betsy, if you could just copy me on that so we have it.
I'm not going to send it to you then, Mark, if you already have it.
I'm going to copy Judy on it and she's going to send it to you because she's going to put her signature to it and everything else. So,
okay, we'll do something to it. I don't think we have to do anything with 26 Marshall because she never filed a request and she never filed an appeal. She just talked about her card and we let her come on.
No. 26 Marshall was the one where her parents did not show. Officially on decision, it was a no-show, but then she just was insistent that she had to speak to you all. But when she spoke to you, she spoke to you about a WPCA issue.
Right. So I don't think there's anything to vote on then, right?
Okay. Yeah.
No way there would be. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you can say, they can be marked as one of these, that property is marked as no change from our viewpoint. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
There's no change was requested. So. Or, whatever they asked for on that thing, we're saying no change.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
Perfect.
That sound good, guys?
Sounds good.
So what have you got for us, Betsy, then on
You had two properties that you asked me to go out on because of discrepancies of measurements. The first one was for One Dale Drive.
Yep.
I went out and it was because we couldn't decipher which 28 and which 42 they were changing. I went out and remeasured it, put the changes on the card based on my remeasurements, and the old assessment was 283,150, and it went down to 257,880. Which was a $25,270 change based on the measurement corrections.
Could you say that again? Because I was looking at the wrong line. Say it again, please.
So One Dale Drive, I remeasured the house.
No, I heard that part. Just, okay. Just the numbers.
So the old was 283,150.
I don't.
The remeasurement amount.
I have 263,4. No, no, no. Okay, are we talking assessment? Oh, you're talking assessment. That's why, right?
Yes, I am.
So what was the original assessment?
283,150. And it went down to 257,880, which was a change of 25,270 based on the remeasurement.
And what was the, because they were down originally as 2,800 square feet. So how much did it go down to? Must have gone down a lot.
Hold on. I'm going to have to look that up.
Just
I'm on the Derby site, but I don't have that. It was basically just an error in how they sketched the back of the house. It was kind of funky, but I could see where somebody who might have sort of worked around it and didn't know or paid attention, I should say, would have easily missed it, but okay. Their new square footage went down to 2380.
Wow, that's quite the little error there. Okay. The numbers don't match up for me, Betsy. I'm not understanding. I had them down as their original assessment was 223,160. And from, I thought, and then there.
That was their prior assessment?
Yeah. That's what I got.
That means prior as of 2015.
Yeah.
And it went up to the 283.
Oh, you're
saying. And then it went down to the 257.
Okay, so hold on. So what's the new value of the house then?
368,400 is the new value.
No, it's a new assessment.
No, that's the new value.
368,400 is the new, okay. Is the new reval?
Is the new value for reval, yes.
Okay, so the original value of this house in 2015 was 318,800.
Correct.
They tried to put it up to 404,500.
Correct.
And we're taking it down, back down to 368,400 because of that almost quite a bit in the several hundred square feet difference.
Correct. Okay.
So 368,400. Okay. So their thing went up 16%, which is right on the average.
Yeah.
All right. And matches their other stuff. Okay, so do I hear a motion to reset their new value at 368,400 as per Betsy's measurements, et cetera?
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Joe.
Okay.
Second by Walt. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, they're done. And then Ida.
So 164 Ida. So they had two issues. They were talking about a fireplace, which we didn't have on the card, but I went out there. And they were also talking about a patio, which we took away.
Yeah.
But when I went out there, the old picture showed a garage.
Yeah.
When I drove up, there were no garage doors. It had been re-sided over. So I called Mr. Nagy and I said, I have a question for you. I said, I just was at your house and I had called them before I went out there. So everybody knew I was coming. I said, we had a garage and where's your garage? And he said, well, that was one of my issues during my complaint.
Yeah.
That you're saying I had a garage and I don't have a garage. I could not find that anywhere, but that's not here nor there.
Okay.
So we took the garage away. He had told me that there was about 6 feet, which matched about the where the house met, going diagonally across. Was about a workshop, and the rest of the garage had been converted to living area.
Hmm.
So by doing that and changing that 12 by, and I'll have to.
It was 1456, it says here. 1456 square feet living area.
So he's probably going to be bigger than Walt, do you live on Ida Avenue?
Where do you live? I live around the corner.
Yeah. I remember bringing something to your house. So I was like, does he live on Ida Avenue?
I live on Ginetti.
Oh, okay. So his square footage went up to 1844.
Wow. He took all of the other guys' footage.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
That can't be.
No, what his square footage went up to it's 1344. But so the garage used to be 18 by 14. And so now there's a utility room that's 6 by 14, and there's a 12 by 14 area in that was old garage that is now considered living area. He agreed with that. He did not have any dispute about that. And when it all was said and done, his old assessment was 169.30, and his new assessment became 155.750.
Again, by old, you don't mean old, you mean what they did the reval on.
Prior to the reval.
Oh, prior to the reval, okay. So prior to the reval, hold on.
Prior to the reval, he was 140, 150, and he went up to 169.30. We changed it to 150.
Prior to the reval, he was at 140, 140.
Right.
Okay. And then the reval put him at
160,
930. Yep.
And then we took him down to 155. 750.
Okay, and that's how much value? What's the appraised value?
222,500.
222,500. Okay.
It's about 10%, maybe 11.
11%. All right. And he had asked for, or he had asked to stay without, yeah, but everything went up. Okay, so he didn't go up quite as much because of all this switching around of houses and patios and different things. All right. Looks good to me. Do I hear a motion to accept the new assessed value on 164 Ida Avenue at 155,750?
Don't move.
Motion by Joe.
Second.
Second by Walt. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, I think we're all done. Done today.
I'd just like to apologize to all three of you for, unfortunately, I'm making the last meeting, but I was pretty sick and I felt bad, but I just want to say I'm sorry for that.
Are you feeling better?
I am.
Good. If I could have gotten out of the last meeting, I would have been sick too.
I sat through all the appeals. I wasn't going to miss that. But.
It happens. You can't help it. Yeah, it happens. What are you going to do? That's why the quorum is never equal to the everybody, because things stuff happens.
So are we ready to adjourn?
I think so. No more business, Betsy. So when do the notices go out? Would you say?
They will go out probably Monday, because tomorrow's Friday. Lauren has all the notices ready to go out. Okay. Great. She was not going to send them until the last few were voted on.
So like next week then. Cool.
Yeah,
so
they'll go out before the 31st. And then everybody who appealed will have 60 days from the date of their letter to appeal to Superior Court.
Okay. And when do I get the total, or can I get that total from the spreadsheet you're going to send me of how this affects the grand list?
So I am going to incorporate this along with some of the other changes that we spoke about, the property on Chatfield that was going from taxable to exempt, and a few other assessor changes. David did ask me if I could have it to him by tomorrow morning, and I will be copying you on that.
Okay. I think we're in good shape then. So they're paying us like double this year, right? Because we had so many.
You know, you are entitled to be a paid board under statute.
We are a paid board.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they paid us enough for this year.
Well, they pay you per hour, so you get
it's a fixed fee. Stipulation.
See, yeah. You're allowed to be paid per hour.
I don't think it's.
We may be allowed to, but they didn't give that away.
Okay. It's always the same every year. They give us, I don't know, it's like $100.
Yeah, a stipend of some kind.
Yeah, stipend. I mean, I'm not going to complain. I'm just joking. But
no, I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, I would have paid them. It was so much fun. I would have paid for that privilege.
I just want to know when I get paid for all the hours I did.
Well, you should. Theoretically.
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 I get paid in good faith.
Yeah.
Yes.
Chairman, I make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. I will adjourn this meeting at 6:26, and I want to thank Betsy very much for all her great help.
Absolutely.
Made it very easy, and I want to thank Walt and Joe for being fun to go through this with. Very, very helpful, right? And even-tempered.
And thank you for doing a great job, Madam Chairman.
Thank yes. you all. I will copy you all on the spreadsheets I send to Judy.
Sounds great. Have a great day, guys.
Take care.
Good night.